But the trend is clear. In the future, everything will be connected to the internet. This year, everything is getting connected. Smart baby bottle, check.
Basically, if you hold correctly the baby bottle, you will have a green light that will appear here. And if you're not, like, in the right position, you will have the red light.
This smart belt tracks your steps and adjusts to keep you comfortable.
So if you sit down, it will expand. If you stand up, it contracts to your comfort level. You train it. Also, if you eat a big meal.
Even your plants are getting a high-tech upgrade.
Soil moisture, light level, temperature, and fertilizer level, and we added the capabilities of watering itself.
The Parrot H2O is your new green thumb. You'll even get plant health reports sent right to your smartphone. Everyone who's anyone in the tech world heads to Las Vegas for the International Consumer Electronics Show. We're headed there this week, and here are the trends we expect to be big. For more than 40 years, the tech industry has gathered for an annual mecca dedicated to all things electronic. This week, the International Consumer Electronics Show is happening in Las Vegas, and the stakes are high. More than 150,000 executives, buyers, engineers, government officials, the media, and more scour football fields worth of tech. I'm here at Samsung. They are showing off the world's first refrigerator that dispenses sparkling water. I've been covering the show, which isn't open to the public, for several years. It used to be the only place to premiere new gadgets. Many still get their start here. But these days, companies like Google, Microsoft, and Apple all hold their own launch events.
Introducing Chromecast, the easiest way to bring your favorite online entertainment to your TV.
Still, we're expecting to see a lot, like 4K TVs with better pictures, bigger screens, and lower prices. But right now, there's not much to watch in this new, higher resolution. Connected cars continue to hit the road at CES, manufacturers showing off all the new smarts packed inside. And the Internet of Things. What does it mean? Take any common gadget and connect it to the internet, like your thermostat, sprinklers, and more. Smart homes are hot properties. Wearables will continue to trend. We'll see super cheap fitness bands, virtual reality headsets, and smartwatches galore. But one we won't see, Apple Watch, the tech giant noticeably absent from the yearly show. What we will find, tons of accessories for Apple's ubiquitous gadgets.
Well, the latest gadgets and technology from all over the world are all under one roof in Las Vegas. It's the big Consumer Electronics Show. KCON's Bagat Chavan shows us connected cars, one of the biggest advancements driving this year's show.
The steering wheel's moving, but there's no one in the driver's seat.
That is right.
That's amazing. BMW took us for a ride in its latest prototype, an electric car that can hunt for a parking spot all on its own with just a simple command of a smartwatch.
BMW, park yourself.
Engineer George Tonsmeister gave us a preview of what BMW plans to unveil at the annual Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas.
So it's using sensors to make sure that it's not hitting anything.
Right, right. We have four laser scanners, one to each side of the car, so that we precisely know where all the objects are of the environment.
And once you're ready to leave the parking garage, you simply give another command to your smartwatch. BMW, pick me up. And the car heads right for you.
Vehicles boasting internet connections and compatibility with phones and music players are the new norm. Gary Jablonski with Ford says connected cars now make up at least 90% of his company's fleet.
The systems need to let the customers do what it is they want to do and get back to driving.
But if you're holding out for a car that will do that driving for you, BMW isn't sure when its latest technology will make its way to the open road. Bagat Chavan, KCAL 9 News.
Connected car exhibits at the show now take up about double the space compared to just 5 years ago. That tech show runs through Friday.
Well, if you don't like trains, but you don't like driving, driverless cars, moving closer to reality.
So strange. Mercedes-Benz just unveiled its self-driving concept car at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The car is 17 feet long and 5 feet tall. It comes with four rotating seats that allow passengers to face one another and coach-style doors. Not sure if I would trust this right now. No. The car will run on hydrogen, which is also why it may take some time before reaching the market. Hydrogen refueling stations are needed to make, of course, the car viable.
Looks very
That's
fancy.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'd be all like nervous looking out, like, what are you doing?
I
gotta have those controllers.
Put on the brakes! Look out! The bed that is so smart, it makers say that it knows when kids are having nightmares. Yeah, the Sleep IQ bed has sensors to monitor children's movement and sleep quality. The quality of kids' sleep is measured by sensors integrated in the bed, which monitor their presence, average breathing rate, heart rate, and movement. Now, parents are then alerted via an app if the child is out of bed or restless because of a nightmare. The Sleep IQ bed costs around $1,000.